So we're learning Daf Yud Zayin on Beis. We're starting the new parak. Elu kadoshim, the following kadoshim shavodaseihem v'tmuraseihem kiyetzibahem. The following kadoshim, the vlodos and the tmurais have the same locha like the kachim, which means that the vlad and the tmurai can be makriv as the same thing as the carbon. What is that by shlomim? V'zavitei shlomim, the vlad of a shlomim and the tmurah of a shlomim, vlad shlomim tmurasam. The loch is you could bring that thing as a carbon. You bring the tmur as a shlom, or the vlad as a shlom. And vlad vladom atzayif kol olam. It's the behemoth's children and the behemoth's grandchildren atzayif kol olam harei henke shlom. The mamas like a shlom tun smicha v'nesachim v'trufas chaz v'shay. Smicha, which means you put your hands in it. V'nesachim, it comes with the wine and the flour. V'trufas chaz v'shay. Is that you give the chaz v'shoy, you make a truf on it, and you give it to the kohen. It has all the same exact halachas as shlamim. So, the Gemara, given the tana of vladon, it says already children, vlad vladon atzayif, and vlad vladon, and the grandchildren, atzayif kol olam li. What if we get the idea? If the children and the grandchildren are all the same, I think the great grandchildren are also the same. What's the point of going saying atzayif kol olam? So the Maratana the Don, Shami Rav Eliezer, you heard Rav Eliezer, let's grab the next Mishnah. Rav Eliezer says, Dom Avlad Shlom lo Yikrav Shlom. It says that Avlad Shlom is not Makr. But Omalay the Tana wanted to make a statement here. Omalay Tana Don, Loim Boy, but Vladon, Loim Lidon, not only Mat Moidu by Vladon, Ela Filat Soif Ailam. But the way, 30 days down, Loim Lidon, Lacham Mat Moidu to you. So he wanted to bring a point, not like Rav Eliezer, therefore he said, At Soif Kalalam. What's Pshat in Rav Eliezer? I'm gonna let you keep you in suspense till you see tomorrow's daf. Oh, it's not the rice. I'll tell you that. Not immediately. Look tomorrow back. Not immediately. The Torah Rabbanim. How do we know what? How do we know that you're allowed to be makriv the vlad and the tamura of a shlomim? How do you know? So the Gemara of the Torah Rabbanim says in the pasuk by shlomim the im zevach shlomim kavani im nabakahu makriv im zachar im nekeva. That's lashon im zachar im nekeva in the pasuk. What's that telling us? What's the maravitas? Tarabon zocha all the rabbis is avlad. Because valay dinu, I would have made really a kavachayma. Umat tamura she'in gedula hektish. A tamura is not born hektish. Still kreva, it's kreva, and we see that from the word in the cave actually. Vlad she'gedula hektish. A vlad that it's born hektish. And didn't she yikrev? Of course, you should makrev it. So it really should be a kavachayma from tamura. But then we said no, tamura have a. Pirchavam Tmura. Ma'al Tmura Shkena Heges B'chal Kadoshim. Tmura is Noeg in all Kadoshim. Tamer Vlad Shain Noeg B'chal Kadoshim. Vlad is not Noeg in all Kadoshim. Why not? Why Noeg Kadoshim? Anyone knows? Because it's Zachar. Right. And so there you would think, Halv Ein Noeg B'chal Kadoshim Ein Karev Tamaloy V'Zachar. So Zachar teaches us that a Vlad of a Shlomi Makar. You can't learn out of Tmura. Tamaloy V'Zachar the Rabbi is a Vlad. Nekeva is Marva Tamura, the rabbi is Tamura. And actually, there's a Girs in the Gemara that has the whole Shagotari, the opposite, that we would think learn out from Vlad. There was a no, Mala Vlad has a Pircha, it's Geduli Hektish. But Maisa Nekeva is Marva Tamura. So we have Zocha's Marva Vlad, and Nekeva, the rabbi is Tamura. Eli al Tamura is Tamimim. You only know that you can make a Mazbech a Tamura of Tamim, or Vlad Tamimim. But Vlad by Mumim, Tamura is by Mumim, and I, because that's another Chiddush. A tamura of Balmum, a kimakiv? Its whole kedusha came from Balmum. Or a vlad Balmum, kimakiv? The whole kedusha came from Balmum. What's the halacha? Tamalim, im zacha, the rabbi's vlad balimumim. Im nekeva, the rabbi's tamura is balimumim. That means even the vlad of a Balmum, or a tamura of Balmum, you kimakiv on his back. You hear that Moshe said the shlomim is a Balmum, and you can't bring it, and it has a baby. The baby you can bring as a shlomim. Yeah. It says lo yomer rab tayv tayvra on tura. No, on both way. Rab tayv. You can make a tura, and not only that, you can makiv it. That's what Imzacha teaches us. Omle rab safra la bayv epachano. Maybe I should say the Imzacha is a rabbi's vlad of a tamura. Not matter. Tamura of Balmum. And in Mekeva is the rabbi's vlad. How do I know which way to do it? So Gemara Apostle Teretz Mestavra, Mamakav Shes Rabba Tamuras Tamimim, that's Rabba Tamuras Balmumim. Since we're saying Zachar is Marbet Vlad, so that we know that it's probably the Balmumim is from there. And since the Keva is Tamura, so probably the Mum is the Balmum Tamuras Balmumim is from there. Only no, I mean to ask this. I wanted to switch everything around. Ema, how do we know that Zacha is Marav of Vlad and a cave is Marav Tamura? Maybe the opposite. Ema Zacha Rabbi is Tamura and the cave of Rabbi is Vlad. How do you know the pasuk which was one? How do you know which word is which word? Which word is Marav what? On Malay, Vlad is Lashon Zacha. So therefore, we Marav the case of on Malay Vlad Lashon Zacha. Therefore, the case of Zacha is Marav Vlad. Vlad loshon zacha mashma. Tamura is loshon with a hey. So loshon akeva mashma. So you learn that from the word akeva. And you could have said as far as I care that Vlad learned that from the akeva because the akeva came of Vlad. But some of the Gemara learns this is the drasha. Vlad is loshon zacha. It's learned that as zacha. Tamura is loshon akeva and it's learned that as tamura. It's loshon akeva learned that as akeva. Zok to Gemara vayte. Lemay hilchasa. Lemay hilchasa kachi. These vladois of balam mumen. To what level are they kaddish? So I already threw in like a pashtus to the makavit. It's not so pashtus. L'may hilchasa. When you say a tamura is bal mum is a tamura, what is that negay? L'may hilchasa. Omar Shmuel likarev. You can actually be makavit. V'aliba de Rabbi Laza. It's according to Rabbi Laza holds that hifresh the cave of ta'ila and it had a vlad. That even though the mother is not chazir le carbon, still a child can be chazir le carbon. I, Rav Lez, the Malatema, we think Rav Lez is better. Malatema, we can't Rav Lez, oyla, dika shame, oyla al imoy. Because there it's a shame, oyla al imoy, we'll explain in a second what it means. Avahani vlodois, loy karvi, kamash vlo, no. So Shmuel is saying that when you have a balmum, that's not royal le carbon, and I say a tmuras, that thing, not only is it chal tamura, but it's even chal that it can be makav mezbeach. The mother can't be karev. So he says, though, it's going according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you're taking a keva can't be oila, you mafresh it. He says, I want it to be oila. And it has a child, it's karev oila. Even the mother's not the thing. You would think that maybe by oila it's better. Why? Because even though itself is not an oila, but it's shayich nekeva oila. Where? By oila sa'if. By oila sa'if, shayich nekeva oila. But you think by Baal Mum that there's no possibility of a Baal Mum that's makir v'shlamim, so maybe it wouldn't work. I can tell me, Oif, there's no shlamim by Oif, because Oif has done Baal Mum. So you would think that only by Oila and a cave Oila deer, it's a shame Oila imoy, because it's shaykh to have Oila and a cave by Oila Oif. But Vlodos of a Baal Mum, to be a shlamim, you would say it's not shaykh, because it's not shaykh to have a Baal Mum, a shlamim. Kamash v'law, and that still Shmuel says that Tamura works and you make of it. Barpada amano, the Tamura works just to make a kedushas aguf, but not to be makrivit. Barpada amal riyah, you have to do riyah. V'aliva de v'akarel, and don't go into everyone. Same achleikus, Rav amal karev, v'aliva de v'aliyaza. Barpada amal riyah, v'aliva de v'akarel. It's going according to everyone, even the Maniyama holds that by Nekeva, it's Ria, that's how he wants to learn that this thing is also Legabe, he wants to learn the Kuliyama. Okay, so far we learned that how do you know that Tamuras Shlomim Yimakavit and Vlad Shlomim Yimakavit? We know from the Pasuk Im Zachar and Nekeva. Zachar and Nekeva, really not the word Im is for the Balamum. Zachar and Nekeva. The Moros make another drosha now. Hana, the high Tana, my Shlomacha. We have this Tana brings it from somewhere else. It says in the Pasuk, Rak. The kachim as yulach and the derecha, you should bring it up to Beis Hamikdash. And the next passage says, "Vasisa el secha abas v'adam," and it says, "Dam zvechecha yishafek amazbech v'abas taychel." That's I didn't read the whole entire passage, but that's basically the pesukim. So let's see the Gemara. V'haytan amayis lahacha. It says in the passage, "Rak kachecha," that means elu ha'tamurais. Kachecha is talking about the tumur, referring to the tumurais. As yulach elah havladas, tiso vasa. So you bring it up to the Beis Hamikdash. Yachol yechisel beis vechira, but yimne him mayim maz. Maybe bring it up to the Beis Hamikdash. Don't give it food. Kadesh yamos, musa. Maybe you take a tumur and a vlad. It's kachus aguf, but maybe you let it die in the Beis Hamikdash. Tamalei. When the next pasuk says, "Vasisa oilisecha abas v'adam," you bring it as an oila. And the end of the pasuk is Master Shlom also. Kederach shat anoyig ba'ayla at anoyig b'tmura. Kederach shat anoyig b'shlomim, just like you do by Shlom, at anoyig b'vlad or Shlomim, or b'tmura. Ayla can't have a vlad, that's why I don't speak of vlad, because ayla is a zacha. But a tmura is ayla, and a tmura is Shlomim, and a vlad Shlomim are all brought on the mizveach. Vasisa le secha, bas v'adam. Yochel called Kachim came. Maybe all Kachim have a din. The tomorrow of every single Kachim, you mark him as Bech. Tamaloymar, Rak. Rak. Only these things. Only Oila and Shlom. Divri Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva, Ima, Einit Tzaruch. Hare Oimer, Oshem Hu. And that teaches us who carve any tomorrow Sakareva. We don't need the Pasuk Rak. So chatas anyway is a lachem hashinah and chatas meisas. And the Gemara will tell us the more. You know, the tmuras chatas we learned yesterday or 2 days or the past days. Tmuras chatas is meisas. One of the meisas lachem hashinah. So Osham teaches us either you have rak or you have Osham who kar vein tmurasay kveva. Amamar, we just learned tiso abasa yachiyan and senol beitzav chira. We thought maybe you're not makrivit. You know what you do is you bring it to beitzav chira, just let it die by itself. Menot teisi. What would be the havamina that you should let the tmuras oila and shlomim die? Why would you say that? So Zamara Kivon the Gamri, since we know chamish chatos, we know it's chamish chatos that may die, and one of Kivon the Gamri chamish chatos hanach mikav kari ma'otayim chamish chatos. I read the kasha wrong. Let's read the whole kasha. I have to read the whole kasha. Menotesi ha kivon the Gamri chamish chatos. Since we know only five chatos are meisos, hanach mikav kari the market. What would the havamina should let it die? And for the Gemara, ma'otem chamish chatos meisois become akim in every place. V'hanach and these yomusu dafka beis avchira tisa basar avchira kamash v'lon. No, kamash v'lon that these things you can bring as a carbon. You don't have to let it die by itself, and not like chatos meisois. These are makriv. And don't tell me, oh, it says chatos meisois, so everything else is makriv. No, we think that's chatos meisois anywhere. This you have to bring to beis avchira kamash v'lon. No.